Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Hello. How are you?
I am okay. Better than you. Better than you.
Yeah, it's not hard at the moment. No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
But, you know, it's winter in New Zealand. This is what we do.
Yeah.
You know?
Squally. We're past the shortest day, though, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, the solstice.
Solstice. Any rituals undertaken?
Well, we do for the winter solstice because my grandpa died December 21st, and he was a Norwegian. And so we always said a good day for a Viking to die.
Oh, wow.
And so that always sticks in my mind. So everyone's going winter solstice, and I start thinking of my grandpa. But it was in the northern hemisphere, so okay. The opposite.
Opposite, right.
Still, but so any Vikings cooks. In New Zealand, this is your day.
Excellent. Did you hear that? Call in. If you are a Viking, call
right.
in on 309-379.
That's right.
Dr. Zimke, what is your instrument
okay,
today?
Okay, so today we are doing, I don't know, the king of instruments. I've got to say, this is an amazing one. This is the Hammond organ.
It's the king in heaviness as well. It's incredibly heavy. Yes.
Have you had to move one?
A friend of mine rents them out to touring bands because there's just no way you can take one on tour.
What a great business.
It's a good idea.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because I was looking at to see, can you buy them? And you can still get them. They seem to make ones that are called chopped, which is without the bottom.
Right.
Without that foot part, which we'll talk more about. And the greatest of all organs, I read one review about it, and the other one said, both cool and cheesy at the same time.
It's very, very true.
And so amazing. And we'll be going through some of its uses, but obviously originally gospel through church music, and we're going to have R&B, jazz, prog, a big one. We're going to talk about that, and reggae. But, you know, this genre, this is, I think, what makes it cheesy, ice rinks.
Ice rinks, of
course. Ice rinks, that's why. And then now that you think about it, you're like, oh, yeah, I can.
Playing all the hits.
Yes, on the ice rinks.
That's adorable.
So it's 1934 it was invented, so it's not super old. I mean, obviously it's not as young as some of the ones we've had. And it was literally invented as a sort of an electric version of this giant pipe organs. And you real music nerds are going to like love this, but it's... He was a clockmaker, Lawrence Hammond, and he used the wheels for clocks, and somehow they're next to pickups, and somehow they sound like a pipe organ. It's the weird, like, there's so much written about it. The organ nerds
so
are
the inner
strong.
The inner workings are quite something then.
Amazing. And then that's why, you know, when you, I don't know, probably most of us have maybe touched one or tried to play one. And they're quite baffling.
I learned to play piano on a Hammond organ, I think because my father wanted me to be Herbie Hancock, but then all you ever sound like is Mrs. Mills at an ice rink.
Yeah,
it's a sorry, Dad.
It's a bizarre sound. So one of the ways, now, if someone had told me this when I was a kid, so they have these bars that you pull out, you know, those bars you pull out. The stops.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, literally,
oh, no, those bars, yeah.
Pulling out all the stops. That's literally where the phrase comes from, pulling out all the stops.
That's amazing.
I know. It's from organs. So you can pull those out, and they affect which clock wheels are going on the note. And then those... Okay.
You're still with us, listeners. It's clock wheels, you're pulling out stops.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Stop the clocks. Yep. What?
It's amazing. Well, okay. So, a nerdy instrument, but let's just listen to some music. So, the weird thing is, it's popular in reggae and dancehall. And so, let's listen to Jackie Mattu playing Ghetto Organ.
Think makes that ghetto organ?
Well, because he is dirtying it up with the reggae beat,
right.
And he's sort of lazy on hitting the tune, and so he's, you know, sort of trying to be anti-church.
But, fair cool, fair cool.
Amazing, and he can make it sound so cool instead of, you know, so cheesy.
Yeah.
And so in this organ, because I'm sure you've all seen so many, you have your top layer that looks like a keyboard, and it's got a couple of octaves up there. And then you've got a reverse keyboard on the left that's got black keys and white for the black keys. And then you've got a second layer of that. And then you've got these wooden pedals on the bottom. And the really amazing players are doing all three at the same time. So they're using the top, their right hand to play the top, their left hand to play chords underneath on the second layer, and then they're using their feet to play the bass on the bottom.
So polymath, kind of patting your head and rubbing your tummy and
So just because you're a keyboard player doesn't mean you can just translate into this. Or you get the chopped ones and you don't have that bottom part. Now, what the black keys do, which again I wish somebody had told me when I was a kid trying to make these things sound good, is they create presets of those pullout stops.
What?
So that, when you pull out this various stops and get a sound that does sound good, which is hard.
Oh, I see.
So there's some presets.
Samplers for your feet.
Yeah. Well, no, this is the black and white keys on the side.
Right.
So pressing one of those helps create a better sound or a preset sound that people know sounds good.
Right.
With different versions of the stops in and out, so you get a...
That's amazing.
It doesn't make any sense. But, and apparently, the real nerds can tell who's playing it because they've got the stops in and out in a certain way and get a certain tone from the whole package. So they have distinctive. And there's an old lady, if you're into this, you gotta look her up, but she... I just couldn't play her on here. Her name is Ethel Smith, and she jams on it. This little old white lady, well, of course, Ethel Smith. Yeah, she's racist here, she's a white lady. And jams on it. A lot of the jazz... organ fans I looked up were talking about another guy named Jimmy Smith, who would, jamming on all three layers going on. No, apparently not. But some phenomenal players. And it's so... Gosh, it just gets weirder the more you... So there's 2 million of these made, these Hammond organs. And they were used a lot in music between 54 and 74. And then they stopped making them and people stopped using them. And of course, now you can get the sound on your synth.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have it. But they've started making them again. So this kind of Hammond, so there's multiple kinds, this is the kind that we like, or the kind that Rock's been using, is called the B3. So they've been making a new B3 since 2002, if y'all want to pick one up.
Yeah. I suppose it's affordable, I'm sure.
Well, no, I saw some. You can get some restored ones from anywhere between like $400 to $1,400.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how good they sound, but...
Is it just kind of like you've got to move it? So the moving fee has to be included.
Well, see, not like pianos. You have to retune every time you move, so it's still better. And so they were designed for home, church, live performance, and studio.
Studio.
So they got really big... And this is probably another reason people think they're cheesy, is in the prog rock.
Right.
And I guess it was part of, prog rock was into incorporating classical, kind of showing that rock didn't have to be this sort of street, rebellious, youthful thing. It could be really elaborate.
It could be euphoric. It could be cathartic.
Yeah, yeah.
Come into my cathedral of sound, says the prog man.
That's right. So we're going to play Deep Purple, and the player is John Lord. So this is from 1970.
As is the want often with prog songs, this clocks in at nearly 13 minutes.
Oh, all right. So you can look Pink Floyd, ELP, Yes, Steppenwolf, Genesis, The Nice. It became used, and you make a good point. I don't know how these bands, how they moved them, on tour, and who brought them, or did they, was it in the writer that you need an organ there? and how they managed it. And actually, some songs, when I looked for them, maybe they would use it in one or the other. It was in their studio version, but not their live version. Or it was in their live version, or not their studio version. So it was hard to sort of make sure I was getting the right ones. Because apparently, that's not what the Doors used. It's a different organ.
Different kind of organ.
It's a rock. You know, different, you know, ones. But other significant, you know, people and songs, Dance to the Music, Sly Stone, Surfing USA, Beach Boys.
Wow. Now,
Don't Dream It's Over, Crowded House. And I didn't go check that one to have a listen because I can't picture it right now.
I think it's at the beginning, the melody line. I'm not going
to
sing it.
I had to listen. Steve Miller, Fly Like an Eagle to the Sea. And then another Deep Purple song, Smoke on the Water.
Wow.
So
it's a common theme. We get smooth. It's got to be smooth.
And to really nerd everybody out, but the nerds are going to love this, is that it's also played through a particular speaker. It's called the Leslie speaker. And it's a speaker and amp combo, which somebody else calls a tone cabinet.
A tone cabinet.
So you need your tone cabinet. And apparently Leslie was a guy as well who made these speakers. And everyone likes to use the Hammonds and the Leslies together. But Hammond didn't like it, and he started to make his Hammonds Leslie-proof.
What?
But people kept trying to bypass it. You know, it's kind of the Microsoft, Apple story all over again. But apparently, yeah, the proper thing is the B3 Hammond and the Leslie speaker, which also, you know, all sorts of stuff about tubes and sound things.
Tubes and stops and wheels.
It hurts. But this is how you get this sound.
And so the last song you've brought in for us today, to my limited knowledge, is like the quintessential Hammond organ.
It's iconic for this R&B jazz. And I guess it would have come via gospel, right, into, you know, the black community liking the sound, using it, or having one. You know, you have one and you're jamming and there's one around, so you pick it up. And, so this is Booker T playing it himself. Booker T and the MGs were the sort of house band for Stax Records. Apparently, this is an M3, not a B3. It's for all...
But we're going to get really angry organ fans texting it if you don't get that right.
So it can really, really groove and jam.
And there were choreographed dances to this song, I seem to remember.
Yeah, with little fringy bikinis.
Not a B3.
Here's a weird thing for any of you who play piano. When you play the piano and you touch the note, the sound stops, no matter how long you leave your hand on it. And if you want it to hold, use the pedal. Now, these are the opposite. You can touch it as hard as you want, it makes the same level of sound.
Yeah.
They have a pedal for the volume, but as long as you hold it, the sound sustains. So you can get sustained chords where you can't in piano as easy. I don't know. You know, I play piano, so this all makes sense to me. But so, I don't know, I think that affects the sort of smoothness because you're not getting these huge dynamics, but also you can hold it longer than a piano.
You can hold it longer, so ladies and gentlemen.
Oh God. So those chords underneath, you know, they're more solid. Honestly, he makes it talk. He's talking to the guitar right now. They're in a conversation.
Yeah, it's cool and response.
How are you doing? I'm doing good. Yeah?
Up to? Oh, not much.
So another iconic track, if you're interested, Bruce Springsteen, Rosalita. Really neat playing. Mm. But also look up this Ethel dude. Ethel lady. Ethel
women can be dudes.
Jamming along if you liked it. But I got to say, king of instruments. And apparently, it's also got beats and rhythms if you really want to.
we have an organ fan. We have an organ geek. The horns/cones in the Leslie speaker spin or rotate to throw the sound out.
There you go. Spinning horns.
Wow.
I know, it's mind-blowing.
All right, Kirsten, well, thank you so much for coming in and explaining to us the King of Instruments.
Okay.
We will see you next Friday.
All right, jam on.
Jam on.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.